Thank you very much, Chair, and congratulations, of course, on your appointment. We thank the panelists for the very interesting and thought-provoking presentations, and if I may, for the very inspiring, as well, intervention of Dr. Laura Best. My intervention relates in particular to item three, so the former panel, specifically Mr. Edis Alcantara's presentation on, I'll read it in Spanish, Foro Iberoamericano de Agencias Gubernamentales de Protección al Consumidor, if you are a member or a friend, you can also call it FIACS, proposal on cross-border consumer dispute resolution. Portugal has a long history of over three decades in alternative consumer dispute resolution, and since 2019, mandatory and binding arbitration has been in place for consumer disputes up to 5,000 euros. Access to consumer dispute resolution in Portugal is simple, free, or at a reduced cost, and has an average resolution period of 80 days. These entities are also competent to solve cross-border disputes. At the regional level, and in order to reinforce consumers' trust in the market and to provide a solution to consumers, the European Commission included in a proposal to amend the EU Directive on Alternative Dispute Resolution, which is under discussion, the extension of the geographical scope of the directive to businesses established outside the EU, as long as they are pursuing their commercial and professional activities within the EU borders. In a globalized world, cross-border consumer dispute resolution is an essential topic at the multilateral level as well. Under resolution 70/186 on consumer protection recommends that member states create fair, accessible, transparent, neutral, efficient, and rapid dispute resolution and redress mechanism for cross-border disputes. Therefore, in line with the forum's proposal, we as Portugal support the proposal that is on the table and ask UNCTAD to first continue to support countries in their national and regional efforts to develop dispute resolution and redress mechanism to protect consumers more effectively and responsively, taking into account the cross-border dimension. Secondly, propose modalities for the implementation of FIACS proposal. And third, exchange information on progress and experiences, reviews such information and reports to the General Assembly at the 9th UN conference next year. Thank you very much.